Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News, Amos Mackey from the Commercial Appeal, Jackson Baker from the Memphis Flyer, and Les Smith from Fox 13 News. We start with you today, Les Smith, and the potential referendum of school boards, the municipal districts was thrown for a big loop this week. Tell us what happened.
Responding to a request from State Senator Beverly Marrero of Memphis, Robert Cooper, who is the Attorney General of the state, issued an advisory opinion, and in it he said that there is some illegalities in terms of the scheduled May 10th referendums that five of the municipalities had scheduled. In doing so, it effectively put a halt to it, a legal halt to it. It came upon Robert Myers, who is the Shelby County Election Commission Administrator, chairman of the board, actually, to make a decision as to whether or not they would abide by this opinion. By a vote of 5-0, they said, yes, we have to, these referendums have to stop. Immediately, the reaction from the municipalities were, no, it's not going to stop. We're probably headed to court. And from Keith McDonald, the mayor of Bartlett, he pretty much assured us that that's the direction in which they want to go, to seek an injunction against the Election Commission to make them go on with it.
And obviously, Jackson Baker, the suburbs would like to see Senator Mark Norris, a powerful senator from the Shelby County area, in the legislature, take care of all this and pass a bill that bypasses this ruling on referendum and so on. Is that likely to happen?
It could happen, although, as if cued by some director insistent on quick segues, at the very moment the Election Commission here was voting to cancel the election, a Norris bill was failing in the House temporarily. It ran into a snag on a House subcommittee. This would have moved up the date that the suburbs could establish municipal districts, and it was rejected for a couple of different reasons temporarily. Norris may or may not move on that bill next week, and he may or may not introduce other legislation, but he probably will do something. He's going to be under great pressure from the mayor.
But he did say to you this week that he'd like to see if the suburban mayor, suburban areas could work within the Planning Commission and the Transition Commission. That'd be a positive.
And we're to accept a plan they've rejected.
Yeah. Okay. We move to you, Bill Dries. And real briefly, the state of the school buildings and the transfer from the county to potentially transferring those to the municipal.
The countywide school board has rejected this plan, which began on the county commission, in which school buildings cannot be transferred unless there was a guarantee that it would not increase the county's debt service. More importantly, it also made the bondholders of the bonds used to build those schools, it made them third-party beneficiaries of any kind of transfer. And what that does is it effectively blocks the legislature from enacting any legislation in that regard to give the school buildings to the municipalities for free.
Real quickly, Amos, future Redbird Stadium.
City officials and Memphis Redbirds leaders are in talks about best positioning the team in the stadium for the future. Those talks include the Downtown Memphis Commission floating bonds to acquire the stadium, and the annual debt service on those bonds would essentially be paid back through rent given to the commission every year.
Thanks for joining us. That's it for this week.